The Saskatchewan Party has announced in a September 26 media release that Greg Lawrence, MLA for Moose Jaw Waccamo since 2011, will not seek re-election following a single-vehicle motorcycle accident on August 3 of this year that left him with serious injuries. I had planned to run again, but after sustaining serious injuries in a motorcycle accident last month, my recovery has been more challenging than I expected, Lawrence said in the announcement. I need to focus on my health and rehabilitation, and that's why I have decided not to seek re-election. Lawrence was first elected during the 2011 provincial election, winning by 201 votes over NDP incumbent Deb Higgins. Lawrence then won by 695 votes over NDP candidate Karen Purdy during the 2016 election. Megan Patterson, not to be confused with the NDP's Melissa Patterson, announced earlier this year that she would once again seek the Sask Party nomination for the 2024 provincial election. Patterson also ran in the 2020 contest, when Lawrence won his third term as an MLA. Premier Scott Moe called Lawrence a strong voice for Moose Jaw Waccamo and said he will be missed. I want to thank my friend Greg for his 12 years of dedicated service to the people of Moose Jaw and the province of Saskatchewan, Moe said. The Sask Party release notes that a nomination meeting will be held in the coming months to nominate a new Sask Party candidate for the Moose Jaw Waccamo electoral district. So far, the Saskatchewan Party has nominated 22 candidates for the 2024 election, and has 12 further nominations scheduled. I want to thank the people of Moose Jaw Waccamo for electing me as their MLA three times and assure them that my constituency office remains open and I continue to serve my constituents even as I recover from the accident. It has been the honor of my lifetime to serve you and I will continue doing so until the election next year, Lawrence added. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.